Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disc Order.
1, 2, 3, Android. Are you ready? Come on. Are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Disc Order Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Disc Order Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You listening to Disc Order Radio,
CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Disc Order Radio. Tuesday, January 31st, 2017, the last day of January. We have a brand new Disc Order magazine. But, you know, we're going to wait until next week to sink our teeth into it because we're still technically in January. We want to milk this last day of the month for all it's worth. Kat Cott is here. She's going to give us a feature on the magazine. Connor is going to be speaking to us about one of the album reviews. Dora is making an appearance to preview the brand new Shindig finale. Not necessarily brand new, but the Shindig finale is this Friday. That's going to be a big focus of the show. We got the charts. We got lots of music. It's going to be a jam-packed hour of indie rock power right here on Disc Order Radio. Right now, we are playing a bit of Dried Out. They're playing this weekend with the Pretties, Colby Morgan, and Ricky Ruth at the Cobalt, and it's the track Into the Sun on this sunny Tuesday right here, Disc Order Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. We are back on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Dried Out, Into the Sun, that's their brand new single. If the name Dried Out sounds familiar, or the sound, especially the sound toward the end of that track sounds familiar, that's because those gentlemen joined us around a year ago. It was around this time last year that they did a live in-studio set and for a bit of a chat here. Justin Murray, Henry Peters, Zach Garrett, and Luke Basso, Dried Out, Into the Sun. They are playing this week, Groundhog Day night, in fact, at the Cobalt, along with the Pretties, Colby Morgan and the Catastrophes, and Ricky Ruth. It all happens this Thursday at 8 p.m., $8 as well, at the Cobalt. Okay, so Matt Muse is here. Hello, Matt Muse.
What's going on?
Kat Cott is here.
Yo.
I love how both your names have the double barrel thing going on. Matt Muse, Kat Cott.
Yeah, it's also Matt and Kat.
Matt and Kat. We also have Dora Duber, who's not with us right now, but we're going to hear her voice
we're
shortly.
We're a very alliterative crew of people.
Literally.
Yeah.
Nice. We are going to launch into the charts as one of the first orders of business here this week. And Kat, maybe I'll let you, as I'm bringing up the list here, I'll let you kick us off. Who was number five this week?
Number five, bumped just at the bottom, but still making the list, is The Evaporators with Ogo Pogo Punk.
Nice. Number four this week from their self-titled EP, Little Sprout.
And number three is Moth Mouth with Mirror Universe.
Number two is Psychic Pollution, and we have a brand new number one artist album this week.
Yeah, it's Maenz with Challenger, and they were actually the band that I spoke to and that I wrote the exclusive on, so it's going to be cool to talk about that.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Aren't we lucky? We did not plan this. This is totally serendipitous, folks. Well, why don't we play the track and we'll come back and we'll talk about your feature.
Okay.
So brand new, number one this week, Mittens. The album is Challenger. We're going to play the track, The Dewey Decibel System. And you're listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, number one this week on the charts.
We'll be right back.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Dewey Decibel System. Great name for that track. That is the band Mittens from their brand new album, Challenger. Challenger is number one this week on the charts. We just counted down your top five. Knocking off the Evaporators after 4 weeks straight at number one. Evaporators falling to number five. And it sounds like, looks like the Challenger has become the champion with Mittens there. By the way, Mittens is also playing in a couple of weeks with our own Andy Resto of Echuta and a couple of other acts. That is all happening down at the Astori on Thursday the 16th. Echuta, Mascara, Rascalka, and Mittens. And we're going to hear more about this mysterious group Mittens that we keep referencing, because Kat, you had the amazing opportunity to chat with the band just recently.
I did. Yeah, it was really fantastic, and honestly, they're both like so skilled and trained that it kind of makes sense that they're so successful now.
Nice. And this is really kind of serendipitous, the fact that A, they're number one this week, B, there was a web exclusive that just went up on our website, and you happened to have a chat with them this week. So things are all firing at all cylinders for us here at Discorder Radio.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit about your conversation with the guys.
Well, I only spoke with Kim. And she was...
the guys and Kim. Sorry, Kim.
She was so sweet and so enjoyable to talk to. She explained that both her and Evan had been in a lot of bands before, but Kim was kind of looking to do her own thing, and she put a Craigslist ad, and Evan was one of the strongest contenders to respond, and they met up, and the jam was perfect. They totally gelled. Evan was also kind of looking for his own thing. So the name Mittens, formally it's a contraction of the word mittens, like the gloves you wear on your hands. Mm-hmm. But they chose that name because they wanted to show how much music like two people could make with each other, like, and just two people. Mm. But also it could be used to mean the French word for mine. Because it's very much both Kim and Evan's like solo ventures. Like, Kim's pretty much in charge of the guitar and the loops, and Evan's pretty much solely in charge of the drums. So, yeah. Despite being in charge of the two things separately, they really gel well.
Nice. It sounded great in their brand new album, Challenger. We know they're playing later this month, next month, actually, at the Astoria. Any other interesting tidbits you can tell us about Mittens?
Any interesting tidbits? Well, Kim also works with the Girls Rock summer camp, which is really cool. She's all about women and music being strong, and I love it.
Nice. Well, we're going to be hearing lots of women on the show today. We've got a lot of FemCon, including this next group we're going to hear out of Seattle. They're called Chastity Belt. We're going to play this track right now. It's called Trapped, and it features a track in this track. There is a reference to a guy named Andy, and I wanted to play this in honor of our amazing music director Andy for all his hard work of getting the charts to us on time. And you can see Andy with his group Echuta playing with Mittens and Rascalka and Mascara at the Astoria on Thursday, February 16th. But once again, thanks for that update on Mittens. Check out the web exclusive now on CITR.ca. And let's play that track. Without further ado, this is Chastity Belt, Trapped. And listen for the Andy reference about 1:30 in. And you're listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
One time, ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, here in Vancouver. My name is Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5. We are live and direct. Stop playing and tune in.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? It's Connor here, just to talk about Evie Jane's new album, Breaking, and it was released mid-December, but since we're still using the old edition, or the January-December edition of Discorder, we're going to be looking at some reviews. So Evie Jane is kind of mysterious. She's I believe she's Vancouver-based. She's been releasing music for a few years now, but has not really stepped into the mainstream too much. A few years ago, she got featured on Pitchfork, but nowadays, there's not much on her. So we reviewed her new album, and it does take a lot of influence from the internet style, kind of like James Blake. Some people compare it to The Weeknd. I guess early Weeknd would be a good place to start, but yeah, she's definitely more laid back and not so as intense as her contemporaries. And it's nice to have a female voice in a very male-dominated kind of internet genre. But definitely give her a listen. It's extremely laid-back, extremely abstract at times, but she might be picking up. She's definitely one of those artists I can see recording with others and picking up some steam there. But as a solo artist, she has a great voice, and that's definitely something you should check out. So we're going to be playing her new song, Lights, off her album, Breaking, here on Discord Radio on 101.9 CITR FM.
This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
January, frozen winter day, the body bus stop dancing the cold away. Bitter wind blowing the snow around, she don't notice, she captured by the sound. Coming through headphones from far away, songs that bring delight and sing the green of day. Sunstream making her troubles seem to be passing like a dream, Midnight, busy hospital floor. One down, don't know how she will endure. Tomorrow morning at the grocery store. But for the children, she would do all that and more. Home for a quick change of uniform. Time to kiss two cheeks and rush out the door. Manager, uptight, the man ready to fight. He don't know what she does it for. It's Scarborough girl got a little in her talk. Swinging her walks and her dancing by the stop. Scarborough girl, she's so tired she can drop, but she won't slow down. She's afraid to stop. Scarborough girl got a little in her talk. Swinging her walks and her dancing by the stop. She's so tired she can drop, but she won't slow down. She's afraid to stop. Mother dear, whatever brought you here to this place so far from now that you had there? I know it was hard. You never let your worry show. Mother dear, you're so much stronger than you know.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Kobo Town, off their brand new album, Where the Galleon Sank. That track was called Scarborough Girl, possibly a reference to Scarborough, Ontario. Scarborough is the city, formerly borough, right next to Toronto. Many people say Scarborough is kind of like the Surrey of Toronto. And even though, Drew Gonzalez, the lead singer of Kobo Town, sounds incredibly Caribbean, and he is. He was born in Trinidad and Tobago. He moved to Canada when he was 13, and the band Kobo Town is based in the Toronto area. Yes, Kobo Town, Drew, Derek, Sesco, Robert, Lindsay, Roger, Jan, and PK, they were all at the Folk Fest back in 2013. We actually had the pleasure of interviewing them right here on Discord Radio, and maybe, just maybe, we might even play a Kobo Town station ID later in the show. But the reason we're playing them is they are actually playing this weekend. They're going to be at the Biltmore along with the opening act Brass Action for a jam-packed evening of ska. It all happens this Saturday night at the Biltmore. But before we get to Saturday night, we have Friday night, Matt and Kat. Are you guys excited?
Woo.
Oh yeah.
Are you ready and raring to go?
Heck yeah.
Are you going to be dressed boldly for Shindig?
We'll see.
Because that is the theme. For the last 4 or 5 months on the show, we've been featuring the lead up to the Shindig. That is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. 33 years strong. They've been doing it now. Ben Lai was the host for the last 13 years. Our own Andy Resto, previously mentioned numerous times in the show radio, he is now the host. And the finals of season 33 is taking place this Friday night at the usual spot, Pat's Pub. But don't take my word for it. We're going to bring in the very personable winner of last year's Giggle Award, Dora Duber. It's true. She won the CITR Goofy Giggle Award.
I believe it.
She couldn't be with us today. She'll be back on the show next week. But she has been hardcore attending every single Tuesday night at Pat's Pub, except for one. But that's pretty good. She's gone to 12 of 13. And we are going to hear Dora's rundown slash preview of this year's Shindig Finals. So without further ado, take it away, the lovable and giggly Dora Duber.
Hi, you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Dora. Super excited to be back on the show. I feel like I've taken a little hiatus, but I'm back and better than ever. So this Friday is the Shindig finale. For those of you who don't know, Shindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. And I personally am so excited that it's over. I've had to go to every single show and it's been awesome. Andy, the host, is amazing. There are some familiar faces every time, but I'm just so excited to not have to do this anymore. So playing this Friday at Pat's Pub, starting at 8:30, we have Mark Mills, who won the first round. Really awesome Calgary-based artist, or Calgary, from Calgary, I think Vancouver-based at this point now, who's super energetic, super fun. Followed by Carousel Scene, R&B kind of pop group. Also totally amazing. I mean, it goes without saying, they've made it past the initial round of Shindig. The semis were tough, and everyone who's performing is really amazing, super talented. But finally, we have Little Sprout. They won the last round of semis last Tuesday, and they are also super amazing. Kind of like weirdly art pop and like scream. Like, it's really, really, really interesting, really fun, really awesome. I like cannot overstate how amazing all of these artists are. So yeah, Shindig Finals this Friday, Pat's Pub. The theme is bold. I feel like I've been saying that to a lot of people and no one really knows what that means, but I've just been explaining it as however bold feels to you. I was talking to Wade earlier. He was like, gold, just gold everything. I know someone who's just going to wear like super wacky patterns. Claire, the Discorder liaison, said that she was going to wear a green velvet dress. Just really bold it up. Be your boldest you. And I cannot wait to see everyone there. Thank you guys so much for listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
So the sight of my reflection is emotional with those white colonial programs that destroy those white colonial programs that destroy
Drew Gonzalez from Cobra Town, and you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Face again, but I want to. Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Little Sprout with the track No Twin Spirits, Carousel Scene with Secrets, and Mark Mills with Colonial, kicking off your Shindig Finals Preview 3-pack. And thanks again to Dora Duber, our dedicated Shindig correspondent of the last 5 months, for giving us a bit of a preview. It all comes to a head this Friday night at Pat's Pub, 403 Hastings East, 2 blocks east of Main. The theme is bold, dress bold, come for a great night of great local music, and one of these three will be crowned Shindig Kings for 2016-2017. And then hopefully we're going to have the winner in here live in studio next week to chat about their Shindig experience. Okay, so we still have a few minutes left on the show. We want to shift ahead to some updates about what are happening on our website. We've got a brand new review that's just recently been added to the brand new to the CITR page. Also, this will be in the new issue, which we're going to talk about next week. But shout out to Sarah Jickling, formerly of the OLs and currently of Sarah Jickling and Her Good Bad Luck. She's been on the show a couple of times in the past, but she's actually now trying her hand at writing reviews, and she did an amazing job in reviewing Emma Citrine and the album Across the Sky. I'll give you a quick little sample of what Sarah has written here. Emma's latest release, Sad Surprise, will not disappoint those who love her unbridled sadness. Woven throughout the EP is the bitter sensation of lost love, the kind that settles at the bottom of your stomach and hurts every time you laugh. Emma Citrine is the queen of being sad. A title that is not meant as a premonition of life of supreme sadness, but instead a trophy for having the courage to feel her feelings deeply and share them with those of us who need to be reminded that we are not alone. Very nice job there from Sarah Jickling, and let's listen to a bit of this music now. Emma Citrine, a track called A Screaming Comes from Across the Sky, and you are listening to Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Saturday afternoon. afternoon. The television waits to talk to you as he stands, his naked skin in the sand. He tells you to follow the rules, such proper language for an act so cruel. Spring came bearing no sunlight. Light won't bring me back to life. Every night a screaming color crossed the sky. And you wore your collar high.
What's up? This is Kay Flay. You are listening to Discorder, CITR 101.9 FM.
I've been a- So I'm gonna cry. The truth is I'm made of peaches skin. I'm more than sensitive. I'm out of my mind. And they see it gonna change, cause I'm just too soft. Wear my heart up on my sleeve and it's hard to watch. And they see it gonna change, get it tough enough. It's a razor blade world, everybody gets cut, but I will cry my eyes out. If I want to, I won't shake it like a man. I will cry my eyes out. Yes, I want to, I won't shake it like a man. The truth is here come the waterworks, but I would rather feel hurt than nothing at all.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Sarah Jickling and A Good Bad Luck with Cry Baby. And Sarah wrote an amazing review in the brand new February issue of Discord Magazine on Emma Citrine. And we heard A Screaming Comes from Emma's album Across the Sky. Okay, it's almost time to wrap up. Steveston Mike is up next with Flex Your Head. And he'd probably like what we got going in the background at about now. And Matt, maybe crank that up just a little bit there. Oh yeah, if that sounds familiar, that is the beginning of the track Change the World from The Offspring, a band that yours truly and Matt Muse here, a band we both really dig, and that album, actually, Ixnay on the Ombre, 20 years old this week, so happy 20th anniversary to Ixnay on the Ombre. Before we end the show today, once again, a reminder to check out Shindig. The finals are this Friday night. It's going to be an amazing show with Mark Mills, Screaming Carousel, Carousel Scene, and Little Sprout at Pat's Pub. And speaking of Pat's Pub, we are going to end the show today with a band that played at Pat's Pub last weekend, East Van Stalwarts, the Shit Talkers. And this one is called All My Friends. I hope to see all my friends out this weekend at Shindig Finale on Friday night. But yeah, you can also check out the Shit Talkers at the Fox Cabaret this Thursday as well, as part of a Groundhog Day show with Daddy Issues and Making Strangers. Lots going on, but Friday night, Shindig, hope to see you there. Be there at Shindig and help us change the world. All right, Shit Talkers, all my friends, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. See you next Tuesday.